Hello and welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Holla.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, how's it going?
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
All right, everybody. So, does anybody remember where we were?
So, last episode we went to the care facility following the air elemental.
Yeah, care sucks.
Aerolocus.
Yep. Sorry. We went to the care facility following air locust.
Locus. There's no T.
That's what I said. Locus.
We both know there's a T there, but it's fine. Keep going. You had a T there.
you said T.
There was a T.
Mr. T.
And
pity the fool.
We met a person that can see the truth.
Isaiah
or see people who lie, sorry.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, he seems like a cool basketball player.
Yeah, we did not know that there was a basketball player named Isaiah Thomas.
I told you.
But I'm not changing the name now.
I told you.
So his name is Isaiah fucking Thomas.
I like the middle name.
Any relation to Samuel Jackson? Motherfucker.
Distant relative.
He showed us security cams that had the other elemental furies.
Terrors.
Elemental terrors.
Thank you.
All in their basement, but we were kicked out from there because legal reasons.
Legal team.
Which Damon will have interest in figuring out why. He will be researching care facility as soon as he can.
I'm telling you, care sucks.
Hey, you know what? You will get that joke if you've read the book. Let's be clear.
That's in the book?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that now. Alright, so back to the story at hand. After meeting up with Isaiah and finding them in the basements, we're kicked out. And he more than likely might have lost his job.
So what'd you guys do?
So after that, we had another conversation with Nine. And had no luck finding my character's friend.
You missed a portion of that conversation.
Please, somebody else elaborate then.
You guys told Nine about Isaiah, and she got him a job at the FSA if he wants it.
Yep, that is so true. No luck finding my character's friend. Name is Leo. And so in order to help find him, my character talked to Jen, and she put us in contact with a way to find Grimoire, one of the more powerful mages in the world.
Which leads me to why I wore this shirt.
As Mike is wearing a shirt that says Archmage, and then has the phonetic pronunciation of it.
And the definition.
A powerful spellcaster.
I thought you would appreciate it, too.
A powerful spellcaster dedicated to the study of the arcane arts.
So, we went to the restricted section of the library at the RSC University.
RSCU.
And in the restricted section, we flipped through a certain book and read a certain key phrase, which summons her.
No. It sends you to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I thought it was brings her to us.
Oh, we all go.
Yeah.
Or at least a projection of her.
No, it's basically ascending with her, and at the end of ascending, she says, well, hopefully you don't have anything going on tomorrow, because I'm going to sleep, because it's like midnight. And then that was when we cut it.
I do not remember that.
I don't either.
I remember.
I don't either. But I remember it was just a pun.
It was, we were getting called to her place, and that was where we cut it.
Correct, that's what I'm talking about. So that's what we're gonna jump back into it. Yet again, if you guys have questions, ask me. You know, I'm pretty flexible when it comes to answering questions.
And you can shoot him questions at whatever his Gmail is said at the end of this podcast.
Listeners, if you have any questions about the podcast, don't hesitate to shoot them over to either my Twitter handle or the podcast. Their handles will be below in the description. So, you all go from standing in the stacks of the restricted section of the library to being blinded by a bright purple flash. And the purple light goes on for probably 5 or 6 seconds. So everyone slams their eyes shut so they don't go fucking blind. I mean, if you want to tell me you're not doing that, we'll roll some saves. But I'm pretty sure everyone's okay with it, closing their eyes.
Yeah, I think we're fine with that, except for Colin. He's always got his.
I thought we walked there. I thought it was just.
No, everyone was in the back.
Okay. I thought it was just what was it? Rob and his lady friend.
No.
Wow.
That is a mixture of no.
Oh, ew.
So to explain be clear, why. Claire is still at the bank. Which is
the wizard.
Which is Deimos's friend. I know, right? I was so proud of myself.
Okay.
And Gwen, who is dating Rico,
is there. Okay.
Hi. Rico.
And I got all that right.
It was just Rico and
no. Everyone went with because he needed to scan the stacks for.
Okay.
And the more people, the better. And as you guys,
Rico was not particularly helpful in finding books because he knows what 3 languages.
I read all.
Yeah.
I'm in the kids section.
So, like I said, bright purple flash of light, more of like a pulse of light that keeps going for about 5 or 6 seconds. And then when you finally open your eyes and, you know, blink out the white light, white, you know, spots left in your vision, or purple spots in this case, you find yourselves in what appears to be a massive 50-foot radius circular library. With 4 paths leading out of it at the 4 compass points, which you'll figure that out if you ever were to try to. It stretches up at least 10 stories, and tables and chairs are placed precisely around the teleportation circle, dead center in the middle of it all. You hear a deep female voice say, I recommend leaving that circle quickly. I'm going to re-enable the defenses again.
Do what the lady says. Move, move, move.
Take a few steps forward.
Get out of the circle.
Yeah, it's a 10-foot across circle, so step out. And it's like half a second after everyone gets out of it, a like green light just pulses through it. And then you see like a laser grid of green lights and green and purple lights, and then it disappears. And then it disappears. And then a small like railing slides out of the floor to up around in a circle around it.
Hmm.
Hey, don't step in here.
Neat.
And that the voice seems to be coming from one of the hallways. And you hear the tip tapping of high heels coming towards you guys.
Well, Damon, this is your project. Yep. You lead the way, boss.
I will start heading in the general direction that I hear, though I have a 1 for perception. For the base.
Yeah, no, she's not trying to hide who she is, where she's at. Oh, I need to roll history for me, though.
Damn it. At advantage?
Yes. Very much so.
I'm going to regret rolling these 2 dice in particular.
Why?
Well, it's a 14 regardless, plus a lot.
15, I think.
11.
So that's a 25?
Yep.
You recognize this place. From stories you heard as a kid. This is exactly how this place is exactly how Maestro Morterra described the inner sanctum of his school to you. I mean, down to the, he talked about how he's like, this section had this kind of number, this type of books, this section, you know, there are these comfy chairs in this section of the rotunda. Like, it is exact.
My character would have actually been in it.
Oh, then you...
He was a part of the school for a few years.
You've been here.
Yeah.
No, you've been here. You know, you thought it was destroyed?
Yep.
You're here.
Just as notes for you, it's a demiplane with a... that was created within Lake Michigan.
It still works.
Yep.
You've been here before.
Or at least that's where one of the entrances is.
You've been here before. You know this place.
Mm-hmm.
You spent a few good years here.
Yep. And so, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... Loud enough to make sure that she can actually hear it without any trouble. Damon will actually say to the entire party, welcome to the Sanctum Sanctorum of the Warriors of Watum. Watum.
Bless you.
And the woman's voice, or grimoire, as she steps into the rotunda says, well, it's more my Sanctum Sanctorum now, but I understand what you're saying.
This is not the one that Maester Terra set up?
I recovered it. You'd be surprised how, if you're very determined, you can find demiplanes that are floating out in the rift. There's a bunch of them out there.
Hmm.
I just looked for the one that looked familiar.
All right.
Is Maester Terra still alive?
Are you asking as her or...
You.
No. No, he died due to attack from death. He sacrificed himself to save somebody.
Got it. So,
and I think we decided that was going to be Primus.
Yes, he says. She said, "When Morterra died, his demiflame was set adrift. He hadn't willed it to anybody yet. So I figured I'd go get it. And the school fell apart after that. So I didn't really have students to teach. So I just kept it for myself. I figured I'd teach people eventually, but I wanted to learn everything first."
Yep. Meanwhile, Rico's just, like, looking to Gwen. Nudge.
Gwen, her eyes are about four times their normal size.
Yeah.
And she's, like, visibly shaking. She says, I need to learn everything here. I need it.
Well, I heard she's looking for students.
Okay. When you guys are done talking with her, I'm gonna have a conversation with her. Okay, bye. And then she goes and she walks towards one of the bookshelves. And Grimoire says, first three shelves only. And Gwen nods. Gwen says, oh, okay. And then just leaves her be. And Rob, Deimos or Damon would know that if beyond the first three shelves of the first level, you need a particular talisman to access the books. You probably only would have had access to the first, maybe the whole first floor, maybe, when you left.
Mm-hmm. Do I still have the talisman?
I don't know. Is it written on your sheet?
He just created this. I know. The sanctum never existed before this precisely.
Wow. Wow. You thought my joke was mean. Wow.
Find a D12. Why can't I find a D there?
There's also one right here.
Yeah, but I don't like that one because I can't read it.
Okay.
Six.
Well, no. It's somewhere in at your apartment.
Was
at my apartment.
Somewhere that wasn't your apartment. I got an 11. So you're 5 away. It isn't. That's exactly dead. 12 would have been dead across, but.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, no can do. Okay, so. Yeah. She says, well, I mean, it's very late. I was just getting ready for bed, but. There are dormitories down that hallway, and she points. She says, I'll see you all at 6 a.m.
Question first. Sorry for the interruption.
Her one eye just twitches briefly.
I apologize.
As if she's considering immolating you and then decides it's probably not the right idea.
Maester Mortem is missing.
I'm aware.
That's why we came here to contact
you. I'm aware. Go sleep.
Question for Paul.
Mm-hmm.
We did discuss that my character doesn't need as much sleep as everyone else. I think we discussed that once. Because the healing power set actually allows him to... it recovers his mind.
Yeah, you sleep like an elf, basically.
So then after the 4 hours, he'll actually start reading.
Mm-hmm. And you're finding yourself drawn towards a particular section of books you'd never been to before.
Of course.
And when you accidentally brush the next level up and setting in the mild zap, you don't get zapped.
Good. It's bonded to me, not to the item. Basically, is what I'm thinking.
You figured it. You figured it out. It's it is bonded to you. In reality, it's literally just a fucking scanner. You just drop, you know, drop a bullet on it.
Yep. So after his 4-hour nap, he will start going at it.
Okay.
He hasn't had access to this in years.
So 6 a.m. rolls or about 5:30 rolls around, and Grimoire walks out, and she says, "Well, if you're up, come join me in the kitchen." And she leads you down a different hallway to a pretty massive cafeteria. And she takes you back, and you guys make a huge thing of eggs and bacon and, like, the works.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive-looking breakfast. And right at 6 o'clock, she says, "Well, let's go get them." And you walk back out of the rotunda. So she walks out, and I assume everyone's there.
Do you wake up in 6 hours, or do you try to sleep in?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 6 hours. No, she would have said at 8 a.m. then. Because she wouldn't. She knows you guys need 8 hours. Most of you.
So,
I have a question. I told 9 that we were going here. She assumed that we would be overnight.
You really didn't get a chance to say anything before you got zapped away.
9 knows where we were, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So then she would assume.
Well, she'd go have somebody check the footage and see that you disappeared with magic. She's like, "All right, I can't deal with that." Okay, well, hopefully she comes back.
I'll call her in. It's fine.
Okay. Calling her in sick. Check.
All right, so...
Oh, yeah, so you guys have a pretty lovely breakfast.
So Budlam, when he wakes up early, too, so he would just go wandering around, so he might not be there.
That's how you die, boy. That's how she kill you.
So you try and walk down the other two hallways, and you bounce off the wall. Bounce off an invisible force field.
You just need to be going fast enough. It's like 9 3/4.
And then there's a... If you try and go up the staircases, every step you go, your legs get progressively heavier.
No, it slides down.
I just walk up the walls then. From the outside.
Yeah, you try and you get about 25 feet up, and right before you get to the next floor, you get repulsed. I'll make a dex save for me.
Paul, you need to... Okay, never mind.
Oof, that's an 11.
You rolled a 3 plus 7.
Three plus 7.
11. You take 12 lightning damage as you get zapped back and knocked back onto the ground.
That's not even part of the building. That's just DM powers.
No, that's very much part of the building.
Oh, okay.
You tried to walk in. You're like, "Oh fuck, shit, balls." Like I said, remember when Damon tried to reach a book and I said you don't feel the zap you're expecting? Electrical wards. Mm-hmm. Or lightning powered wards.
I'm trying to think. So, I want to do some insight check or perception to see if I can see any physical wards.
That would be investigation, not insight or perception.
Okay.
Perception is more like generalized things, seeing things around you. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something specific, it's investigation.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see what zapped me.
It's pretty clear. It's a glowing purple ward. A glowing purple ward.
Okay.
And the lightning that zapped you was purple.
Was it instantaneous, or...?
The second you touched... The second your hand went to touch past the wall onto the next level.
Okay, so can I see, like, a pattern of where these wards are? Like, if there's a weak spot?
There really isn't. It's pretty much a very fine grid. I mean, you can always roll, but the odds of you spotting it are very low, especially considering you're not an intelligence-based character.
Well, you said perception, so...
You need a 25 in investigation, at least.
Okay, yeah, no, that's... So, my first investigation was a 2.
Okay, so yeah, no, that shit's solid, yo.
Once again, you get hit with lightning, Colin!
I'm not running up a media.
So the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Notice how I didn't just run up immediately again.
4 a.m. rolls around. Damon gets up, starts looking for books. She gets up at 5:30 still?
She'd get up at... Because she can go to bed. So she'd get up at like 7:30 and start making breakfast.
So I get 3.5 hours of book time.
Yes.
Do I get to learn anything?
No, you've been to... it's mostly refreshing things. So you guys go and you have a very nice breakfast. If you try and get any information out of her during breakfast, she says, "Dears, there's two very important things in this room. Those eggs... I'm sorry. And those potatoes. That's what I care about right now. I already ate the bacon. So those are the two most important things in this room. I'm gonna eat, and then we'll talk. And if you try and, you know..."
Weasel can get behind that.
I mean, she made enough for like 10 people. And she ate enough for 2 people. So she assumes everyone eats like her.
Is she a halfling too?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I didn't intend her to be.
No, there's also a detrimental effect on an artifact that makes you eat more.
It's a particular staff that has that effect.
Yep. And that's why I was like, no, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. You look around, and if you check around her hands, you notice she's got, like, 6 rings on.
On one hand?
3 and 3. Including thumb, pinky, middle finger. They're not her ring fingers. It's very... so they don't touch. Because in older D&D, in like 3rd edition and in like 3rd edition, 3.5, and AD&D, you could have as many rings as you wanted as long as they didn't touch each other. Because if they touch each other, they'd cancel each other's magic out. So you could wear 3 rings on each hand, and you could wear 3 rings on each feet, on each foot, depending on... we had a character who lost 2 fingers off their hand. They're like, "Fuck, I'm down a ring. I'm throwing a ring slot." But I digress.
And we digest.
You guys do. It's all very well. It's not like the best food you've ever eaten, but it's hearty and well cooked.
I'm assuming there's a few cookbooks here.
Oh, there's a ton.
I am not going to suggest to her to read some.
No. And, you know, while you were back there helping her cook, there she was using a cookbook. And it was like cooking for armies.
There you go.
Was it like floating? Floating cookbook?
She was doing this with her fingers and it was moving. So probably mage hand underneath.
Twin cast mage hand. So there's 2 of them. One to hold it and one to flip. The pages.
Or she uses, or she's an Order of Scribes wizard and she just... makes it flip.
You are intent on using that, aren't you?
It's very powerful. I digress.
No, thank you. It's fine.
Okay, so you guys finish up, like I said, finish breakfast, and she kind of sits back contentedly with her hands over her not even bulging stomach, and she says, "So, you're here to get Leo back."
"Yes, that is correct."
That sounds right.
I guess I never described her, did I?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so you guys take a second to like take her in, I guess. You know, now that you've eaten with her and things like that, she's wearing dark purple, almost black robes. Like they're just that, you know, that color purple that if you look at it wrong, it's black.
No.
Okay, Mike is colorblind, so you can suck it on this one.
But actually, she's more color blonde.
Bite me.
So she had her white hair, despite what looks like her crying, is unkempt. Like, no matter how much she seems to, you know, comb it or do anything to it, it just, you know, like in 6 places.
So looks like Harold got it.
And she looks to be about 40 years old or so, but you know for a fact she's older than that by a lot. So she says, "Well, I have a..."
Sorry.
"Okay, so here's the thing. We should go back to my study before we have this conversation." And she just gets up and walks away.
Signals to the group to follow, and Damon leads.
So you guys walk down one of the hallways that was blocked off to you before, and you walk past it now. Walks right through. And you walk past...
Bedlam, like, walks up to it hesitantly and expects to get zapped and nothing happens.
So she goes to the first door, which you know would have been, like... the lowest elder of the school would be in this room. She has not taken the headmaster's room at the end. She probably couldn't get into it, to be honest. She can't get into it, and she bitches about it as she's walking.
Yep.
See, that would be my room, but I can't get past the barrier. I
can't get past the wards.
Just wait till you get Dispel Magic, 10th level. You'll be fine.
Yeah, but, well, no. Huh? You see, there's an anti-magic field right, like, a half an inch before it, so magic won't go through it.
Hmm.
It's a pain in the ass, but you know who? One of the reasons I want to help you, I might help you, is Leo can get in. And he can disable the wards for me.
Yep, makes sense. Some of,
Yeah. I'm not dumb. I'm very smart.
But I know the feeling.
I think I'm smarter than you.
But I am dumb, but that's a whole nother story.
What are they talking about?
I don't know.
I don't understand what's happening.
When she's speaking directly to you, Damon, it's Latin.
We really don't know what they're talking about. Wait, no.
Comprehend languages is hearing or writing?
Hearing. And writing.
But not speaking. Got
correct.
It.
That's tongues.
I have it at will, so.
Also, you speak Latin, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah.
So whenever she says Leo's name, it's in Latin. Yep. Or Leo isn't, but everything around it is.
Yep.
Okay, so she says, well, so once she gets in, she sits behind her desk, and she's got her hands all steepled. She snaps her fingers, and a staff, a black iron staff, appears in her right hand, and she just leans it up against the desk, and she says, so, I figured I'd go look for him. You know, when he sent out that psychic SOS, I picked it up. I don't know if you picked that up, Damon.
No. Never discussed to me about him having SOS.
He sent out a psychic SOS, but if you weren't in meditation or someplace where he was sending it to, you were never going to pick it up. I did, because I was here. And he sent it here, hoping it existed. Conveniently, I reattached it, so it does. Good for me, better for him.
Yes.
I found him.
Where is he?
That's the problem.
When is he?
It's where.
Who is he? Sorry.
Is this still in Latin?
This is still in Latin.
Never mind.
Why
who
is
he?
Who? What are they talking about?
I don't know, but here. We'll play with Cece.
Patch.
She had a big chunk of ham for me to eat at breakfast. It was very tasty. Okay, thanks, bye. And then she goes and just sits on Red Force's head. Like, yes.
Excuse me.
I'll let you guys talk.
It's nice and warm over here. Okay. So she says, well, I have a way for you to save him. But there's a cost. And if we don't get him out in 36 hours, there won't be a point.
Let's do it. What do I need to do? What's the cost?
I thought you might say that. I'm going to start speaking in English so we're not excluding them any longer, okay? I just wanted to tell you that there was a cost, and they don't need to know that. So
I picture Bright Force and Weasel are behaving like Aang and Sokka. Yes. On any given day, the last two brain cells kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So she pulls out the black iron staff, which has a purple crystal at the end of it, and she draws what looks like a keyhole, then inserts the staff into the keyhole, turns it, and pulls it back, and a door opens, like 3 foot by 2 foot by 2 foot by, looks like 2 foot deep, and a black and purple and silver book is in there. You have never seen this book. You have Comprehend Languages on?
Yes.
You look at it and you're like, that really? It says the Book of Twilight.
He'll say in Latin, then catch himself and say it in English.
And she says,
the Book of Twilight?
Is that the thing with the vampires?
Yep.
Why does it have an apple on it?
Why is it sparkling in the daylight?
Y'all can yuck it up, but there's a reason.
I know, but it's great.
Ha ha ha. Funny. Okay. So,
sorry.
So she pulls it out. She floats the book out and sets it on the desk in front of her and says, "There's no way I open this. I don't." And she said, "There's no way I can open this." And the secrets to getting to your friend are in there.
Oh, can, is it strength? I can do that. No, I'm good at that.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
I will investigate. Take a look at it.
So you look at it, and that little voice in the back of your head, it's always there.
Is it the one that's been telling me to burn things, or is that the other voice?
It's the other one.
Oh, okay.
It's the one that leads you down the straight and narrow, leads you down the path towards being a better cape, being a better person.
As a comment, Asmar, the race has their own little voice in the head.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So your little spirit in your head says, "I know what that is."
Explain.
It's going to ask you for a sacrifice.
For Leo, I will sacrifice all.
Doesn't ask for everything, but it asks for a lot.
I put my hand on the book.
And then in front of you, floating in front of you in that ancient script, it's like even older than that. It reads, "Ancestral essence required."
Crimson Rite.
Exactly. And you feel every drop of blood magic pulled from you. Ripped from you. It tears tears out the channels that it flows through. It truly rips the entirety of it out of your system. And just the silver on the book just glows to a dark crimson. She says, "Open the book. It's time."
And he proceeds to open it.
And you, like just like any other book, you open it up. And the silver and black and purple words on the page just swirl in front of you. And then they just enter in through your eyes and just blast you backward, probably 10 feet. Anyone want to catch him? We're just going to let him fall.
Yeah. No. I catch him.
We'll let muscles do it. I'd do it, but I'd fall.
Roll athletics.
Okay.
Plus 10.
Plus 8. But it's better than nothing.
It's pretty good.
That's a 19 plus 8 is a 27.
You beat it by 12, so you did just what you did.
Yay!
It's like he starts to fall, and she just like puts a hand up, grabs him by the collar, yeah. Like, you all right?
No, she gently grabs him, plucks him out of the other like a kitten, and then puts him down. Damon, that character sheet change we talked about just happened.
All right. I think I got my work cut out for me.
You feel your bones weaken slightly as if the re-enhancement, you know, you've made over the years. But you feel this for now, this profound sense of peace with the universe that you've never really had. You know, your life of fighting and, you know, constant fear of someone figuring out what you were and being, you know, trying to kill you for it because you were a rarity. That's gone. Yes, you still know that your bloodline is still there. You didn't rip out your genome to make you not who you are. But that thing that made you dangerous, your blood dangerous, is gone. Only leaving the good part of it. The part that most like your sister is gone. Which you can take as a good or a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing in the long run. Because you're not going to be killing yourself on accident.
Debatable.
It's
the line of work.
Huh?
It's the line of work.
Yeah. So, the character sheet change has been made. Would you like to tell everybody what happened?
So...
Now, is he telling us as characters, or are you telling us as the audience?
I'll explain what happened in world, and then I can explain. You guys can explain. You can explain what happened character-wise. So, Damon's body went from being very... He was svelte, you know, like, very well-built, but hardy-looking, to a little bit less hardy-looking, but...
Hip bones, actually, I think, are more in favor.
Are they really?
Higher con.
Oh, you're right. So no, he actually looks very similar. I forgot. I thought it would go down.
55 to 57, I think. I go up.
2 hit points. Yay.
And that's without the rolls. And you do allow us to roll. Correct. With minimum.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I roll when they roll hit point. When they level up, they can roll hit points, and if they roll less than the average, they get to take the average. Because I ain't no dick. Oh.
Yeah, I go up without doing any of the re-rolling.
Yeah,
I never rolled because I thought we were just using the averages because that's what the system.
Yeah,
is.
If anybody mm-hmm. wants to take that benefit, you can do it now. But yeah, and he has this kind of unearthly quality to him.
So for the viewers at home. My character is now no longer considered an Azamar. Unless you still want me to give the Azamar effects.
No, you are an Azamar, and you're still descended from angels.
Yep.
Now he's just an ass.
Oh. Yep. Can't confirm.
Oh, continue.
So he's actually now considered a cleric with intelligence as his casting stat instead of wisdom.
Which is a kind of a bitch when it comes to villain D&D Beyond, let's be clear.
I got it to work.
Going through modify all stats that rely on wisdom or wisdom. Yep.
The only place it does still remain is the core stat.
Natural stat.
But 22 intelligence. He actually went up intelligence because of this.
Ow. Yeah.
So he's even smarter. Yep.
Slightly.
Yep. And now he's actually, as I said, he's a cleric of the Twilight Domain.
Hence it being
the Book of Twilight. As soon as you said that, I realized where you were going. I thought I would have a few more games.
Nope.
So I've
I
gone
had
through
lots of notes on this.
So now I beat out Mike on a number of main character changes I've had.
She says he's trapped.
Also, another point of note. Mm-hmm. I no longer have access to the healing parset. Because now I'm a cleric, I actually have access to the healing spells. I now have access to the light power set.
So you traded it one for one?
Yep.
Well, which is your primary? Superior intellect and light's your subclass.
Yep. What I'm hearing is that I shouldn't just rush into combat and almost die immediately.
No, you can do that now because he's actually a cleric.
Oh, you can now see in the dark 300 feet, and you can give that ability to your party.
Yep.
For 10 minutes at a time.
Yep. Though, let's see, we have a wood elf, we have a half elf, and we have a dwarf. All of them have natural dark vision.
Not 60 feet.
Not beyond not, 60 feet.
Not 300 not feet.
Yep.
So she says, your friend is trapped on the Plane of Shadow. Also known as the Twilight Realm, but most people call it the Plane of Shadow. There is next to no real light there. And the only beings who can survive there are those touched by Twilight. But yeah, so only those touched by light and touched by Twilight can actually enter that realm safely. You should feel the ability to create a sphere of safety around you.
Yep.
Once you enter there, you'll need to do that immediately.
I have daylight at will with a light power set. Will that work?
Is it concentration?
It's a power set. It's up to you.
It would be concentration then. So if you get hit, you drop it, and that would be really bad. You can't draw. The other one is concentration.
It only lasts for a minute, and I only have access to 2 castings of it.
I thought it was longer than that shit. Oh no, I'm sorry, but that field will not go down while you are there. You'll be drawing from the natural plane's energies.
Okay, so I'm there, my Twilight Sanctum
will not end.
Okay, now that is extra good for you guys.
Okay, but no, how much time HP is it? It's a D6 plus
D6 plus my level
plus 4.
6. I'm 6th level.
Oh, I thought it was plus four plus the level. I guess that was just the character I had it on.
Yep. Because I was probably 4th level at the time.
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no, it's
D6 plus my level.
So, D6 plus 6?
Yep.
Let's go.
And hey, that's if you end your turn within 30 feet of me.
That's your toilet sanctum will be the only safe area for you while you're in there.
And what about my friends?
They shouldn't leave your range.
What Trust happens me. If we do step out?
Oh my gosh, bedlam.
No, I mean, is it just like some, like if someone pushes us out, is it like instant death or is it just like it's not good for our health?
It will slowly drain your vitality.
Okay.
But a d20 at a time.
But it is a compounding effect. Essentially, it's a d6 the first round, it's 2d6 the third, it's 3d6 the fourth.
A d100.
No. It goes up a d6 per round.
Oh.
So, theoretically, yeah, you could survive.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to ask. Not like, oh, I'm just gonna, as soon as I get in there, I'm just gonna run into the darkness.
I'm gonna go investigate the area.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast Fireball on the darkness.
Okay, so she says...
thought it was supposed to be magic missile.
She says, I can get you there.
You're right.
So, Grimoire looks at you and says, I can get you there. You'll have to find your own way back.
How do you get in there in the first place?
I don't know.
How do you get out?
What is the
secret? I also don't know.
So, wait, if we're going somewhere that we don't have any way to escape, then why do we go in?
I can leave the portal open on this side, but there's no guarantee you'll be able to get back to it.
Do I have actual spells prepared, or...
Yes, you will be able to prepare whatever spells you would normally be able to.
Okay.
They were gifted to...
Can we get, like, a bunch of yarn?
Oh, Jesus.
It's like... You're acting like I'm silly. Just, like, trail it? Like, some rope? Like,
I mean, yeah. If you wanted to get yarn, you can... She says, I've got about half a mile of yarn.
Chose yarn out of everything made me laugh.
You choose string or yarn because it's lighter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alright.
That's actually...
Anybody got a fishing pole?
I got a pole. The crawfish hole.
I'll reel a fishing line. It's strong, durable, and ungodly long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I no longer have two weapon fighting.
Correct.
I just bought a new gun.
Oh, no.
The sudden sadness. I just bought a new gun. Oh.
But I'm still proficient in it.
Yes, you are.
And I could still use it as a bonus action attack.
Do we want
I have a better one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's on par. It's a D8 versus a D10, so the second gun as a bonus action shot versus a spiritual weapon shot.
You're right. So, she says, I'm ready when you are. I can get this portal up.
Do I have sending prepared?
You can.
Hey, I do.
Do you?
I have taken a short
Wait, you know sending?
Later.
No, I have a stone. No, wait, Damon has it.
Yep.
And you can just activate
it. And now he can activate it by himself.
I could before.
Once.
Twice.
You're right. Gwen says, you can just take my sending stone with.
Yes, I do have sending.
Just take my sending stone with. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going in there.
Probably a good plan.
Fair.
And need be, I can always go to the FSA and try and get them to get you out. Grimoire says, that's really nice, but if they're gone, they're gone. There's no return trip if they don't make it out themselves. I mean, I guess theoretically we could call Shade and see if she can find them, but this isn't her part of the realm. And if for game reference, Shade is a cape from the Golden Age of Capes about 50 years ago. She is, she has shadow power. She jumps into the shadow, the plane of shadow, jumps out another place, and she shadow teleports. And she's been known to trap people in there. if she couldn't take them down peacefully. So if you find any corpses, they may be, cowls.
All right.
She doesn't go back for them afterwards. Yeah, she's Kiramar grabs that same staff and cuts out a much larger hole. And so, no, she just takes you to the rotunda. That makes more sense. And she puts her staff and inserts it into a small hole in the ground and twists. And then she, you know, pulls out the staff and waves it in the air a couple times. And the lights that were purple and green are now jet black, like a glowing black. And she says, It's ready when you are. Step out.
Suggestion? Any suggestions? Any final notes? Will anything technology work in there?
Yes. Anything in there will try and kill you. There will be nothing in there that is good.
Let's see if I have protection from evil and good.
So, did she give us some yarn to...
She actually pulls out a deep-sea fishing line. Okay. Like a deep-sea fishing reel. She says, I mean, it is... 100% magic. I mean, yeah, I've got some. She pulls out two, actually. Like, if you run out here. And I'm sorry, it's the replacement reel, the one that you used to fill up, like, 12 or 13 fishing, you know? So it's 3 miles worth of fishing line.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be enough, or no one cuts it as we're walking down there.
I have detect evil and good, but no protection. Oh, there it is. It is a first level spell.
I love compelled duels, because I could just imagine Luna being like, want to fight, bro?
Bring it, bitch!
Want to fight, bro?
I just like going, bring it, bitch!
bring it, bitch!
Compelled duel is a great spell.
That's hilarious, though.
Get over here, bitch! Alright, Rob, I'm going to leave you with that. You can fix your spells.
Yep,
I'm working on it. Let me know if you're ready.
Yeah, we can begin. Okay. We'll just on the fly.
So you guys step through the portal. Who goes through first?
I do, of course, because I need to be the protection already up
before. You cast it and you step through. You activate it, poof, and you step through.
Yep.
I'm going to describe this. So as you appear, the sanctum appears around you.
10 temporary hit points.
It's going to have enough times. Just take the max for right now.
Okay. I figured in case 12. Combat right away.
Hmm? Yeah, everyone will have 12 temporary hit points.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
12.
Everyone good? Does everyone write down their hit points?
I got a lot of adjusting to do on this paper.
Erasing.
Well, no longer the Asmar self heal, the hex, the Misty Step.
You could have Misty Step.
That was from my feet.
I know, but you have.
You have the ability to cast it anyway.
It's always prepared, yeah. Too.
But it was an additional usage.
Correct. But it is. But you. It's but always there. But now it's
a spell slot.
Correct. Second level spell slot.
I will ask Cece if she wants to go or if she wants to stay and hang out with Gwen.
I think you might need me.
Okay.
No.
Also, I don't like being alone.
But you would be with Gwen.
Wait, you're being with Gwen. She's kind of a nerd.
Yeah. And
no.
Yeah, so you step in, you step through the... Damon steps through. Actually, Damon, is your cape name going to change so it's not so goddamn close to your goddamn regular name or not?
I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
We get there when we get there.
It's more of like, this is a huge character change that maybe it is something that would change. Because you said you were thinking about changing it and you never did.
Ultra-luminal.
In you, sorry.
Ultra. Not super.
Super or sub.
Super and sub are both in use.
Yep. And created by me.
Correct. Both of which have showed up recently. Well.
In the book.
Yeah. Okay. So, as I was saying, you step through the portal and you come into a land of pure darkness. But your newfound ability to cut through darkness just pierces it like a knife, and you can see within 300 foot of yourself. Normally it wouldn't cut through magical darkness, but this is your magical darkness, basically. 300 foot of dark vision.
He has 300 foot of dark
vision. And I can give it up to 6 people.
Yep. And also, you took the extra skill at first level then, right? For the custom lineage? Because...
It into a skill. I don't remember which. Okay,
because it's dark vision or skill. I just wanted to make sure you did that.
Yeah.
Because then when I was building, I was like, hey, fucking freebie, because you get it from here. Okay, so you see a desolate landscape. There's nothing alive. You see the occasional, like, scrub tree that looks dead.
Arcana.
Nice.
Because I couldn't get it other way.
Makes sense to me.
I'm going to make sure the party line is up.
Party line is up. Oh, I'll let you decide if CC stays or goes.
I was leaving it up to her because if she says, wants to go with...
If you want me there, I'll be there. But if you want me here, I'll keep her company.
If you keep her company.
Maybe. Okay. And she says, maybe she'll give me some more ham.
That's very likely.
I want to go ask for ham. Bye. And she just scampers over to and climbs up Grimoire, who just doesn't stop her because knows she's intelligent.
Oh. She's I meant Gwen, but okay.
And you hear, I need ham. And she's like, really? You're hungry again? I need ham. As you step to the portal.
No.
I thought she'd hang out with Gwen, but okay.
She says she's a nerd.
So are you.
Grimoire, yes, but grimoires were fun.
Because yeah. She's been giving her ham.
The yes. Custom lineage feat.
Mm-hmm.
Resilient con.
Solid.
Bastard. I get it as a power set.
Hey, free.
I had to spend a feat for it.
Could have had a lot of things for that feat. I took that.
Yeah, con save to maintain spell concentration.
Very important.
I'm at 8 now, so.
Solid. Okay, so, as I was saying,
for the con save.
It's a desolate landscape. There's nothing alive here. You see the occasional scrub tree that looks like it might have been clinging to life, but you don't get the impression that it actually survived. You see what looks like the remains of buildings, just but leveled to where you can see the foundations or the outlines of foundations. I make a perception check. Oh, your perception didn't go up.
Nope.
No. Still a potato.
18 plus 1 for 19.
Yeah. You see what looks like something flooding out at the edge of your vision.
I take a step closer.
Okay, there's something still floating at the edge of your vision. But
I'm also waiting for the rest of the reinforcements to arrive, bail on their entry.
They're appearing one by one. That pop, 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 pop.
So we decide this is the Twilight Domain?
It is either Twilight Realm or the Plane of Shadow, depending on who you ask.
I think he's calling it Twilight Domain because that's what it says on his character sheet.
It's the Twilight Realm or the Plane of Shadow, whichever you want to call it.
Right, but what type of cleric is he?
The Twilight Domain.
Yeah.
And this is the...
Twilight Realm.
This is the...
Twilight Zone.
There we go.
Never watched it.
Seen a few.
Moving on, though. So you have almost no indication of where to go, but you do see movement about 300 feet away.
Yeah, in the party line, I will say we have movement 300 feet that way.
I'll try and look at it. What do I see?
Perception.
All of us?
Everyone rolls perception.
That's, oof. A natural one.
The one person that could see it.
You're blind.
The one person that had the chance to see it.
There's nothing over there, guys. What are you talking about?
11 plus 4 is 15.
Okay. You see the same flitting something.
16 plus 3 is 19.
You're so close. You're one off. What'd you
really?
Get?
I'm
19.
Yeah, so you guys...
16 this time.
Yeah, so you walk a little closer, and if to those of you who got 19s, it becomes clear that those are some kind of amorphous figure flitting around in the sky.
That seems to be an amorphous figure floating in the sky.
Right, no, I don't have the, I forgot Eldritch Blast does not go 300 feet without an invocation.
Correct.
That's why you take the,
The feat that gives me...
Warlock Adept?
Yep. Eldritch.
Eldritch Adept, I think it is. Okay, I'm waiting on y'all, because I know
we start heading in that general direction.
Cool.
Do we know where we're looking?
No.
Also, did you share the 300-foot vision with us?
It lasts for 10 minutes, unless this realm gives it longer. Yes.
It seems like it's going to last as long as you're here. Okay. You don't feel it fading.
And it's also once per long rest, so...
Okay.
So are there any notable landmarks nearby?
You see the occasional, like, large rock... but it says of a Volvo.
Okay.
Like a medium
size. So it's a rocky.
Like a medium size SUV. Yeah, no, it looks like, you look at it, it almost looks like city streets. but the buildings are totally leveled, leaving just
rubble
and the actual foundation lines behind.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy that we're here. That was sarcasm.
Really?
I couldn't tell.
Nope.
Well.
So I want to, since we're not in combat yet, I want to try and shoot a radiant sunbolt out of the area to see what happens.
Wire leading us back.
It passes out and then it goes to its max range and then dies, just like it normally would. Seeing as it's pure radiant energy, you don't think it's going to have an effect on it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
If you do it with a firebolt, it goes about half as far out.
Well,
so
fuck.
So you get the 30, and then it would normally go another 90. It goes another 45, so it goes 75 total.
Fuck.
So you guys keep walking towards the shadowy figures, and then roll a religion check.
All right. You asked for it.
Twelve plus my roll of four equals a 16. Unless I have advantage, which is I'm no longer a blood hunter, so I don't get that.
Correct.
So, my bonus is zero. I rolled a 2.
Okay, almost a 20.
But I'm not salty about this like Mike is.
Colin, how'd you do?
I got a 1.
Okay, wait, ready? 13 plus 1? 14.
Well, anyone who got an 11 or higher,
yes,
knows that these are shadows or shades.
I will share, not spare the party. Will share it with the party.
And they have seen you.
Because we are not stealthing.
No. You're a big ball of light rolling down. There
is technically no light shed from the Twilight Sanctum.
Yes, but it's preventing the darkness from
inhabiting it. It's preventing the darkness from inhabiting it. It's more the absence of darkness than it is the presence of light. If that helps. What were you going to say?
Nothing important.
Oh, much better. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I was kind of perched because my seat wasn't sliding forward all the way. The shadows see you, and you see the shadows.
They looked at me.
And the shadows surge towards you, and it's initiative. Shadows are about 80 feet from you.
I get to.
I would have shot them at 120.
Two.
They surged forward, like as fast as they could.
Oh my gosh! It's meant to be a good day for Natalie. I got 2 19s.
That looks like 13.
It was in
the other one.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Still looked like a 13.
19.
Natalie, I'm sorry.
Minus 1. And it's 18. Why are you saying sorry like that?
16 plus 2 is 18. Because of my dex drop.
Because of my dex drop. Girl.
Got an 18 plus 5 for 23.
Oh, your armor turned into the medium armor, if you didn't already have it.
Okay. Alright, so I have medium tactical?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
It actually morphed. It looks like the light still, but it has all the effects of the medium. Magically reinforced itself.
So I get plus 3 to AC.
What? I'm not gimping him because of that. What?
The sass. I'm
enjoying it. He's making the noises.
I love it.
So it's basically considered plus 1 half plate.
Correct.
Damon.
18. Dex of 2. Or dex of plus 2. Mm. Natalie. 18. Dex of minus 1. I technically go before.
Bedlam.
I got 23.
Oh, he beat me by 1. Shadows on 22. Nat 20'd that shit.
What a shame.
Alright. So, Bedlam is first.
And so, what would you get, Weasel?
I rolled a 2. No, okay. I rolled a 6 plus 2, so 8. Yeah, I'm
okay.
last.
Dead ass last.
Do I get a shield because I no longer have the two up in fighting?
Yes. Okay. You know, I think I'm going to give you the ability to make just a shield appear out of the...
the collapsible shield you have in the...
But it's with magic.
Okay. So just like a bonus action to activate.
Yep.
Cool.
Wow. That's faster than a real shield.
Yeah, that takes an action. That's just
Wait, he has to cast the shield spell first.
I don't have access to shield.
I know.
That's sad. I might just take a thing to give me it.
Or a level of wizard. Oh, by the way.
Two levels of wizard?
A house rule. I'm treating magic initiate like artificer initiate or the fey or shadow touch things. So they add those spells to your list.
That could be busted.
It's a first level spell. Besides the fact that it would give people access to shield, I'm not that worried about it.
Okay, just point to know where it can be busted. Boons, epic boons. Do rely on you not having cure wounds, because an epic boon and the wizard's signature spells, you can cast them many times, then you can cast unlimited cure wounds.
If we get to an epic level...
I'm not that worried about it.
Okay. I'm just saying how it can be exploited.
I'm not that worried about it. If it comes up, it'll come up, but...
Yeah.
I don't really... Campaigns don't last at epic levels that long, and if you're casting unlimited first level cure wounds, I don't give a shit.
Good. How we heal.
Good. You're full health between combats. I'm going to knock the piss out of you while you're in combat. Let's move.
So, Bedlam.
Yes.
You're up.
So, how close can I get to these shades?
You have to stay within 30 feet of.
They are currently 80 feet away from you.
How far away are they from the bubble?
50 feet away from the bubble. It's just 50 feet away from the bubble.
Okay, I'm good. So, another question. So, with the searing sunstrike, because it's based on radiant powers, will it fade as well? Is that an assumption I can make?
Oh, like the burning hands type thing?
Yeah. Even though it's fire.
Because it's based on the sun? It is fire.
Okay, so it will fade.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I'll just get in front of the party and prepare to... Actually, no. I'll go to the edge of the dome and ready to shoot radiant sun bolts when they get in range.
So you can ready one. Because that's the action. Ready and attack. Okay, then it's my turn. They surge forward 80 feet, which puts them right in the middle of the bubble. Colin, you get to get a shot at one?
Yep.
As it passes you?
Are they headed directly for me?
Yes, they're headed straight for Damon.
That's a 10, a 2 to hit?
A 10 barely misses.
Next. Are they staying nicely grouped together?
No, they have scattered throughout the
you
thing.
You fucker.
Damon.
I will use my new cantrip.
Sacred Flame?
Toll of the Dead.
Luminous Blast.
Oh, okay. Three. How many did you get?
I got two of them at this level.
So, are they both, they're sequential, so do one, then the other.
A 5 plus a... What's my plus to hit now? 6.
6 plus 3 is 9.
14?
Yeah, 14 hits.
Take 15 radiant.
Oh, that one bursts into nothingness.
The other one takes 8 radiant.
Burst into nothingness. Colin, take your shot.
I took it already.
Oh, you missed. Sorry. Yeah. Next is...
Bright Force.
Yeah,
Bright How many Force. Of them are there?
There are 6 total.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Six killed 2.
Is 6 enough? Or would it be more like 10 because of how weak they are? It's only 6 because of what they can do. Okay, moving on.
I'm going to use a greatsword.
Yeah,
go for it. Slash the nearest one.
I will also... wait, they're already in my radius. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
They're 80 feet away. I would have been firing at disadvantage. They're point blank.
Oh, yeah. They're point blank to you. I mean, I don't see rolling lower than 4 you got before. You're good.
You're awesome. They're both in. Regardless.
A 7 plus 9 is 16.
Hits.
10 damage.
Roll the dice.
I did.
Roll real dice. Because you're here.
Oh, okay. Here. No, but I like that one better. I like that. 10.
2 and 5 is not... two. That's not good damage. That's 9.
You have great weapon fighting, so you can re-roll 1s and 2s, right?
Re-roll
1.
Roll 1s and 2s.
No, you just re-roll with the 1s.
Okay, so it says a 2, right?
Yeah.
So it's 2 and 5 is 5. It's 10.
So roll your second
plus
attack.
Six. No, plus 6.
Why is it plus
6? It's plus 6.
Okay, so it's
11.
10. 11.
Now roll your second attack.
Okay. I have a second attack?
Yeah, you get 2. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're at least a level 5 paladin.
11 plus 9.
You hit.
Also, your glitter cone will be very effective here.
4.
Radiant damage is good for next time.
Okay. 4 plus 4, 8, and then 6 plus 6
14.
Is 14.
Yeah, that drops that one. The one next to you.
Okay.
There are 3 remaining. Next.
That will be me. Can I get...
You got one right on you.
Can I get 2 of them in a 10-foot radius?
Yeah.
Boom.
Here comes the boom.
I'm just going to roll it on here because I don't have to hunt out the...
No. You're in first and you roll dice, didn't it? That's the rules.
Yeah, but now I got to hunt out 4d8s.
Oh, no. I roll 48 damage.
Yes, but I actually have to find them.
I only got 3d8.
The first world problems we have here.
I think they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. 7 plus 7 plus 7 plus 8.
Even if they save, they die.
Yeah. So,
poof!
29 thunder damage.
Oh, good.
Go ahead and roll that save.
It doesn't matter because they have 14 hit points and they have 16 hit points. Hold on, they can make it. Hold on. What's your con save?
Good question. Doesn't show it on here.
What's 3 plus your con modifier plus 8? So, yeah. What's your con?
15. 15 is the answer.
One of them survives. It. 2 hit points.
Yes. At that 16.
Okay. After that, who's next?
Bedlam.
Oh, fuck. Bedlam's gonna end my shit before I get a turn.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna run up and... Actually, I'll just shoot Radiant Sunbolts at him.
Okay.
So, first one does a 20 hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this the wounded one or not the wounded one?
There is only the wounded one.
There's 2.
How did you get... I thought every single one that got hit died except for the one that was clipped.
You guys only hit 5 of them. There's one that's untouched.
Oh.
So, I'll do it to the damaged one, but it's 11... 14 radiant damage.
Oh, yeah, good. It dies.
Yeah, the second one.
Now he targets the other one.
17.
Hits.
That's 9 basic radiant damage.
Basic radiant.
9 radiant turns into 18 radiant, turns into dead. So they're all dead.
And now he gets his martial arts attack.
There's nothing there to hit.
I attack the darkness.
The darkness punches back at roll a d10. but I think that's a good spot to leave it. As you see a small crystal fall out of one of the shadows in front of you.
I investigate, or are we going to wait for next
time? Sounds like a good thing for next time.
Do press the button.
Do 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 do. Okay, so I think that is it's now it's time to end. You can find me on Twitter at CURUNIR471. You can find the pod. You can follow the podcast at RSCPod. Bedlam, you have anything?
Yeah, I usually don't have a social media, so nothing this week.
All right, what you got, Rob?
You can follow me at RSCPodRob. I'll catch you all next time.
Mike, what you got?
You can follow me on Twitter, if I can ever get it working again, at rscpod.mike. And I'm working on another one, but that's all I got. Good night, everybody.
Natalie, and finish this up.
I'm Natalie.
I think that's good. Well, we're going to call it here, guys. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Later.
Bye. Night, everybody.